Hi, everybody. This is Jerry for Blockchain Is Us. Let's talk about Legal Shield. And a lot of people say to me that I don't really need it because I don't get in trouble. And we're all law-abiding citizens. But do we really know our rights? And when should we exercise our rights? I was at a luncheon the other day, and I was sitting at a table with a bunch of guys, and one of the guys was talking about an incident that he had. And here, a friend of his, or ex-friend of his, or an associate of his rather than a friend, put a complaint into the ATF. And this fellow is a gunsmith, and he repairs and builds guns and different things. So this person called the ATF and said that he was building machine guns in his basement. Well, it's just someone making an accusation against you. You're guilty. They came to his house in a black SUV, and, you know, got out. And as they're walking towards the house, his wife said, "Are you expecting anybody?" And he said, "No." And he looked out and he saw them walking, and he's in law, used to be in law enforcement, and he's retired. And they all have a look. And he knew definitely they were law officials. So he went outside and asked them, you know, can he help them? And they said that they had a complaint or a incident that he was making machine guns, illegal guns in the cellar. And he said, "What?" He said, "Look," he said, "it was an anonymous tip, and we're just here to investigate it." Well, here's a law-abiding citizen. Here's a legitimate business owner who basically was confronted by the government to search his house. Now, we all say we're innocent until proven guilty. Well, when somebody comes in with an accusation against you, you're already guilty because that's why they're there. They're there to investigate something that someone else said you did. So right off the bat, they're looking for something. All government people are employed by the government to make sure that everything is on the up and up. But also they're there to justify their job. So by letting him in your house, you can expose yourself to a number of different things, no matter how small or what. If they're looking for a specific thing, then a search warrant would tell you that that's what they're looking for. Otherwise, they're just gathering information. And the information can be from X to Z or from A to Z because they have the authority to accumulate any kind of evidence against you that they want. And you have, once you allow them in your house with no search warrant, you allow it open to be anything that they want. And again, we're all law-abiding citizens. So what do we have to fear? Except you lose your right. And your rights are basically on your side to protect you against this kind of accusation. So he allowed them in the house. And he took him down the cellar where his workshop was and opened up all his gun safes and showed him all the guns and took him upstairs and showed him his personal collection And there were no machine guns there. And he told them that basically, you know, the type of equipment that he had downstairs was more for repairing guns rather than building guns. Well, you know, they looked around and they were satisfied that there was nothing there to really investigate or to question. But it's the idea that someone can come into your house or somebody can approach you to go in your house without a search warrant to look for anything that they deemed illegal. Now, sometimes you accumulate things that you really don't know where they came from. And it could be someone gave you a gift, cleaning out their garage, gave you an old gun, gave you an old barrel, anything. And you don't really have documentation for it. Well, that might be illegal in their eyes. Not to you, because it was harmless. You know, somebody was getting rid of something and you said, I'll take it, just to have it. Well, that kind of stuff is what gets everybody in trouble. It's our innocence, our ability, our willingness to help somebody else that definitely gets us in trouble sometimes. Because we're not looking at the consequences when you're doing these things. Because it's innocent. You're taking it. It's no big deal. But if a government agency comes in and investigates and try, and you have to justify every piece that's in your shop, where are you? I know I go to auctions sometimes and I buy equipment. And I'm assuming it's coming from the place that I'm buying it from. I mean, you get a receipt that you purchased this with a number and so on and so forth. But do you really know where that comes from? I mean, all this equipment that they bring in to sell at some auctions, you don't really go and investigate the whole back end of it all the way down the line. And you assume that the person you're buying it from is a legitimate person did their background for when they bought it. So you really don't know. And that leaves you open to somebody else's interpretation whether or not it's legitimate or not. But when I mentioned to him about Legal Shield, he was surprised to know that he could have had legal coverage for $24.95 a month. And as a gunsmith, he realized that he wasn't protected. He has a daughter who's going to law school. And I said, well, you know, another 3 years, you'll have a lawyer on your side. No big deal. But right now, do you want to leave your livelihood up to your daughter? Or do you want somebody that's going to give you the legal advice that you need? And he hesitated, and I gave him my card, and I'm not a high-pressure salesperson, so, you know, I'd lay it out there and let them make the decision whether or not they need it or not. I know they need it. There's no doubt about it. And this instance made it evident that we all get into situations out of our control. Here, an acquisition was made against him by an acquaintance that he knew who got mad at him. And just that quick, his life could have changed drastically. We all think that we don't need a lawyer until we need a lawyer. And the worst thing is, when you need a lawyer, maybe you don't know who to call. And that's the one thing with Legal Shield. You call the law firm, and a law firm will assign a lawyer that's specific to your case. and do whatever they need to do in order to protect you. That's the beauty. That's the beauty, to have something before you need it. That's what Legal Shield is all about. It's the idea that you have a protection around you that will answer some of these questions. And when you're in a situation where it's really dire to have somebody, there's a button. You push the button and you call. And in a situation like that, that's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency call. You know, you don't want to wait online or on the telephone line waiting for somebody to really call you back. You would hit that red button and say, hey, I have the police here without a search warrant, and they want to search my house. What do I do? And maybe they would have talked to them. Maybe they would have, maybe the end result would have been the same. But it's more securing to know that you had somebody on your side, as opposed to walking into a situation like that by yourself. That's really, I just wanted to get that on tape, in the sense of everybody thinks that they don't really need a lawyer until they need a lawyer. Legal Shield is there on your side when you need them for $24.95 a month. Think about that. A lawyer on your side, $24.95 a month. 360 days a year, 24 hours a day. Amazing. Such a value. I just wanted to run that by you and wish everybody a happy Memorial Day. And I will talk to you soon. Bye now.